Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But we just had Stuart Mandel from The Athletic on, and I told him, you know, I'm naive about this. I never thought NIL would become this. Did they think the NIL would become this in college football? And he said, nope.
It's the collective part of it that he didn't see coming. I think a lot of us didn't see that coming.
Or that the colleges probably didn't see coming. The collective is what, Andy? Big booster organization.
Where they give the money to figure out.
That just is like, here's your millions of dollars, spend. And the schools are the ones who are paying the players, basically, through the collectives, rather than the players going out and negotiating their own deals to get money from... Although some do, you know, I mean, God knows you can't get enough Arch Manning commercials on television.
True.
Because he's accomplished so much already.
But does that matter? Does it matter if you come?
Doesn't matter.
I mean, there's a whole series of commercials about backups in the NFL.
Right. Doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. So we see Mitchell Trubisky all the time. I think he does a good job on this.
You think the schools, and I thought Stewart's answer was phenomenal. And he said, this is not what they expected. It's out of the bag, and you're not going back.
I agree with everything he said, and I'll also agree with something that Dan and I used to talk about before it all happened. The NCAA didn't do anything to stop this train from going down the tracks. They saw it. They knew the train was coming to hit them, and they let it hit them. And now there's just no hitting the brake on the train. I just don't see it. I don't know how they're going to do it. You with me on that?
100%.
We said that over and over.
Like, very beginning.
Why aren't they doing anything? They know this is coming.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll let the government handle it.
You spent more time trying to make sure it didn't happen instead of realizing it was going to happen and coming up with rules so that this isn't the Wild West. Instead, they threw their hands up in the air and went, save us, Congress, save us!
Which, by the way, is what the Ohio High School Athletic Association did.
Yeah.
They wanted to do it a year ago.
They saw the writing on the wall.
Well, they saw every other state was doing it,
too. And they came up with rules and regulations in between there so that this isn't the Wild West. The NCAA refused to do it. They flipped the switch on, and they went, well, I guess we have no rules. It's legal, and well, we didn't think that far ahead. So
you guys all right. And the other thing is you wonder how much of this was under the table before everything became. So maybe the big winner in this whole thing is the IRS, because now they're getting taxed on everything.
Yeah, you're getting your cut now.
The big winner is us.
It was back
we the taxpayers.
That's
the big
winners.
I think you and I had this conversation where we said if 60% of this becomes over the table, this rule has done its job.
Yeah.
If that much of it is no longer under the table in, you know, McDonald's bags or duffel bags.
Big leather bag. Oh, that's a nice leather.
Or the, you know, go and read how Zion Williamson, they were funneling money to him. You'll laugh. Mm. You know, it's if most of this is over the table, this has done its job. And did we think that we would have $1 million? I kind of did, because especially some of these SEC schools, it gets a little crazy.
It's so much more than I thought it would be.
Quinn Ewers made us realize, you know, Quinn, he played one snap at Ohio State, two, made $1 million.
And left. Thanks,
and
everybody.
And made more going back home.
Thank you.
And got to play for the college you wanted to play for.
Ultimately.
I would tell my kid to do the same thing. Wouldn't you? Would you? For $1 million? How could you not tell your kid to do that?
Hard not to. Jim's in Rocky River. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking the call. I know that, you know, Phelps and some of you guys are clutching your pearls over this whole NIL thing, but
no one,
I'm here
I'm
to
not.
Make the argument
or am I?
That it is absolutely better for the fan experience. Like, number one, in the late 2000s and the 10s, you had basically the same five schools every year. Clemson, a couple SEC schools, Ohio State. I mean, the championship game was Alabama, and so it was just boring. It got boring. Why do you think Ole Miss is in the mix this year? Because you can get a coach and get some rich alumni, basically any school now. Look at Texas Tech. You can basically build a team, and it's added more parity to college football. And I think we should add more. We should go to 16, because now the 14th, 15th, 16th team, they could probably beat the middle of the pack, third, fourth, or fifth team in that playoff. So I'm all for it as a fan from the kids' perspective. You know, I don't think it's the greatest thing from a stability thing. They should be at a school, maybe get a degree, but it hasn't been about that for a very long time. They used to maybe give you, you know, like drugs and hookers and prostitutes. You know, you can't put cocaine in your IRA.
Those were the days, Jim. You know,
yeah. So I think you should just, let the cash flow and let us enjoy it as fans.
Well, now we can see where the cash is going. You know, that's the difference.
You know what it's become. It's become a AAA version of the NFL.
Ratings will tell you it's Major League.
Well, that's...
And the money being thrown around is...
Right, well, then it's become the AFL to the NFL back in the 60s.
It's the young NFL.
Whatever, but...
Right?
I mean,
is that
it's...
What it is?
You know,
well, with the difference being that the players hold most of the cards.
In
or
college.
At least hold a good chunk
more,
of the cards.
Yeah.
Which is the really nice part.
There's no rookie contract. There's no freshman contract.
If you're not playing and you got sold a bill of goods that you were going to play, bye.
You have coaches planning for the long haul rather than let's have our best 12 games. Instead, it's like, hey, we're getting into the playoffs. Let's do this. Ryan Day operates his team like an NFL team.
He absolutely does.
And, you know, so that's where this is going. Ray's in a car. Hey, Ray.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, guys. First of all, I really enjoy your show.
Hey,
the three things that it's NIL. Number one, that things really bother me. Number one, are these guys still getting scholarship money?
Yes.
They're getting free tuition.
Why not take that money and give it to somebody who needs it, as for student aid of some type? Number two, academics to get in. It looks like just a 2-point is all that's necessary. What classes have you taken for those 2 points? The 2-point average.
In high school or in?
No, in to get into the portal.
Oh, okay.
So there's a 2-point average. Are you working toward anything? What classes are you taking? And number three, the hypocrisy of these guys singing the alma mater or the fight song all together with their arms all around like it's really important to them. The Army and Navy, that's damn important to listen to those songs. These other guys, I'll cry for it today. I'll go to another school tomorrow and put my arms around somebody else.
What about the guys that do say? I hear what you're saying. I agree with a lot of what you're saying. But what about the guys that do really care? You can tell me Jack Sawyer didn't care about Ohio State? I think he did.
Jack Sawyer transferred from someplace?
No. No, that's what I'm saying. You're saying the hypocrisy. Oh, you're saying of the guys that transfer. Okay. That makes more sense. Okay.
They learned three different alma maters and fight songs.
Okay.
I mean, those are the guys that,
Now I get what you're saying. Okay, now I get it.
So, hey, you guys do a great job, and you usually get a chance to listen when you're in the car, but like I said, I listen all the time. I really respect what you do. The other thing, too, I like it.
Caller,
Ray, thank
we
you.
Clearly don't know everything. That I'll be the first to say.
Right, the guys in the morning do a fine job, too. Different shows all day long
right.
On The Fan.
That's what makes us. You know, diversity is the essence of life, isn't it?
Well, can be, can it not?
Yes.
Yeah, that's. It's the.
Be boring if we weren't all different.
Marcus is in Aurora. Hey, Marcus.
Hey, guys. It's good to talk to you.
Hey, Marcus.
Funny thing, I told the screener that, you know, the accountants write all this NIL money off. On the expense account, so the colleges are just swimming in the money, as you can see.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of schools hurting. There's a lot.
There is. The smaller ones probably are, but the the big schools are, you know, they write it off. And then the other irony is a coach gets fired and gets $50 million for leaving.
Meanwhile, people are going into debt to go to college.
Yeah, and it's hard to blame the athletes for taking advantage of the opportunities presented to them, you know?
Mm-hmm. You're right about that.
Like you say, it's very ironic. And nonetheless, we'll watch it anyway, right?
Yep.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Marcus. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's the thing that I keep going back to. You know, you have all of this money flowing like crazy. Coaches getting paid to walk away, which is silly. As Stuart Mandel said, this is a huge problem that nobody's really dealing with right now. Everybody's talking NIL. Well, you're giving public institutions are giving coaches tens of millions of dollars to leave, you know? And yet, you got families going into debt so that they can get their kid a college education. Okay, I'll get off my little silly soapbox right now. Sorry about that. Get it?
It's all right.
CBS has a story out, and Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, is going to join us in a couple of minutes. It says, as Deshaun Watson ramps up slowly, Browns prepare for another quarterback logjam in 2026. And CBS Sports has talked to some folks around the league, their sources. Sources deem it unlikely Watson ultimately sees game action this season. They also say unless the Browns want to take on the heavy dead cap hit, which we've all heard about, of more than $80 million, quite possible, if not likely, that Cleveland has him on the roster in 2026. Nobody wants to believe that, Andy.
But Dan, do you believe that? Because I think when we argue this, you always say he'll be gone.
I think he'll be here.
I think he'll be gone. I think they'll eat it. And it's just, you need to close the chapter. I think that's that simple. You just need to close the chapter. You need to not have his locker there. You need to not have him around. If you truly believe in swing and miss, that's what you need to do.
It is weird that you said big swing and miss and that the guy's still under contract.
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird thing.
If you truly believe that is the case, you need to close the chapter and just eat it.
Can you imagine if the guy is the starting quarterback next year after the owner says, boy, did we screw that up, basically, with a big swing and a miss? Seriously, wouldn't that be weird?
Well, we all make mistakes, and everyone in our room is we're all willing to step up and admit when we're wrong because it's on us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Andy, that's why there's erasers on the back of pencils.
That is right.
But nobody took the ultimate hit on that.
No one's going to.
No.
Apparently not.
No. Your general manager didn't speak after he made a trade. Do I need to say more?
The guy who might have been behind the whole thing is now doing baseball.
Maybe not. Nothing to do with it.
Maybe not. Daryl Ryder is our Browns beat reporter. He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Hi, Daryl.
Hello, boys. I promise not to slap you around.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you. I get enough.
Does that go for both of us or no?
Well, we'll see how it goes.
No, thanks.
That's well said. You just walked out of Jim Schwartz's press conference. What did Jim have to say today?
Yeah, you know, obviously a lot of conversation surrounding Myles Garrett. The Tennessee Titans come into town with a rookie quarterback in Cam Ward, number one overall pick, but has taken a lot of sacks. Also susceptible to fumbling the ball. And so with Myles Garrett, four sacks shy of the official record. Of course, a sack wasn't a stat until the early 1980s there, but, you know, he's four away, and it seems strange to say, but yet it also feels normal. Like Miles has a chance to set that record on Sunday. So, you know, it could be a very interesting day, but, you know, if we were just having a nice conversation about, you know, should, you know, Bubba Baker's record, I think it was in 1978 of 23, but isn't officially recognized. Should that count and whatnot? And look, I'm of the opinion that no matter what Garrett does, he's going to obliterate the record. So, I don't think that there's going to be any debate over who the rightful record holder would be. Obviously, Michael Strahan and T.J. Watt are considered the official record holders at 22.5. But I think Myles Garrett's going to blow through that before this season is over. So a lot of conversation about how many times Cam Ward's going to be eating the turf at Huntington Bank Field on Sunday.
First of all, I laughed there for a second because Jeff said Jim Schwartz, and it sounded like he said Jim Shorts. I don't know why. I thought that was funny. I don't know why. This is silly, stupid.
Yuck,
anyway,
yuck, yuck.
Yeah, anyway. By the way, you talk about Miles. He is the defensive player of the month in the NFL. Yeah. And Kyle Schwechinger is the defensive rookie of the...
You mean Carson Schwechinger?
Carson, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of people that can't get names right. Okay, here we go. Let's...
So wow. It was really good. So Daryl and I did Brownie Bites for a long time, and now it's over. So that'll be the last one Daryl does by himself. Sorry, I said Kyle. No, but my point
you get dropping a shorts on me.
Oh, I can't wait till Sunday because you better not get one word wrong. So listen, my friend, that you have two of the most talented players on defense in the NFL.
Yeah.
And you have three wins. It's just, to me, I read that press release today and said, look at this. We have two great defensive players. One who's a rookie. And we can't win games.
Yeah, but you know what you don't have?
A quarterback.
You don't have a quarterback. Yeah, so until you have that, like, it doesn't really matter, right? It matters. You know what I'm saying, though, as far as the win losses go, right? I mean, for as great as Myles Garrett is, you're right, generational talent, but isn't enough to impact the scoreboard. And that's unfortunate, right? You had a generational left tackle in Joe Thomas, same thing. You know, he couldn't run the ball, couldn't catch the ball, right? Couldn't throw the ball. So, and I'm going to throw a third player in there. I'm going to throw Grant Delpit in there. He was sure. their Walter Payton Man of the Year as well, and going to be the team's representative for the league award. I think he's a really. I don't know that he's a great player, but I think he's a really good player, and really developed into a really good player. So that you've got and Denzel Ward. Let's throw him in there too, right? They've got four really good to great players on that side of the ball. And it's no secret why this defense has been able to play for the most part as well as they have this year. It's just unfortunate that the offense doesn't have that type of talent on it and hasn't been able to hold up their end of the bargain, play the complimentary football that Kevin Stefanski, we hear him talk about all the time. That's the tough part. And then the defense gets put in these bad situations like we saw last week. They gave up 20 points on short fields because of special teams and, the offense not being able to move the ball. So, but if Browns fans are like looking for something to root for and cheer for, well, there's a lot to root for and cheer for on the defensive side of the ball because they've got some really great players there.
If you're a coach, is there a reason to worry about the outcome of this game? Andy and I were talking earlier in the show. It's 3-8 against 1-11.
Yeah.
But if 3-8 loses to 1-11, does it do damage to the coaching staff and its possible future here in town?
It would behoove them to win this game. Now, I'm not saying that their future hinges on that. This is just me talking. You asked the question, Jeff. I'm just giving you an answer from my perspective, right? And this is not a game that they should lose on Sunday. Now, I felt the same way about the New York Jets, right? And we know how that played out. Also, Dylan Gabriel was the quarterback, and that explains that. But yeah, they should not lose this game on Sunday. Cam, you look at what he's done. Completion percentage is sub 60%, right? 7-6 touchdown to interception ratio. His rating is around 75. He's been sacked a ton, 48 times for well over 350 yards in lost yardage on those sacks. We've seen it here, so we know what that's like, right? But when I'm combing through game notes and things like that, and I see those like 48 sacks, like that's like, and we still got five games to go. I mean, he's going to be sacked over 60 times in a season. And again, that's why we're sitting here talking about, yeah. Oh, by the way, Myles Garrett could probably have four sacks without even trying on Sunday and set an all-time NFL record. Well, and you know, four sacks in the game is just insane. But Miles has done it twice this year. He's had, three, four games with three sacks in them, right? I mean, that's just where we're at. But, yeah, looking at this Titan offense and how they have struggled this year, yeah, this is absolutely a game that the Browns should win. Tennessee has scored just 170 points this season. Now, I say that. Meanwhile, the Browns, well, they're 16 points better at 190 points scored this year. So I'm going to guess this won't be an offensive shootout Sunday down on the lakefront.
Daryl Ryder joining us. He's our Browns beat reporter, brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I don't mean this in a funny way.
Yeah, you do. Go ahead.
Just no, I really don't.
You need to do what Shador Sanders does, Jeff, and just let it rip.
I hope to see that, by the way. Is there a wide receiver on this roster, Daryl, who you think actually can become a top-notch NFL wide receiver, or are you?
No.
Okay.
No. That entire room needs to be blown up this offseason.
There's not even a one that you think, yep, like him a lot.
I'm not interested in any of them. Just I'm not.
Daryl, I was afraid you were going to say that. I was hoping you could give me a little optimism about the guys in there, and thank you.
I got good news, Jeff. You're going to be able to do at least another 200 shows in 2026 talking about the lack of wide receiver talent for the Cleveland Browns.
Well, it's been a recurring theme for me over the years.
That's why I said it, man.
We've been saying it since Jarvis Landry.
You know, there's some free agents coming out this year, Daryl, and you know, I'm sure they'll try and bring in a couple of those guys, at least one, draft somebody, and you know, so I mean, it shouldn't be that dang difficult, but it, for some reason, is here in Cleveland.
There seems to be a Grand Canyon gap between shouldn't be that difficult and the Cleveland Browns. So,
no argument here.
Am I wrong?
No, I can't argue with you in the least. Darryl, and I'm very sorry to say that.
Daryl, you had a chance to sleep on Deshaun Watson and the fact that he's in the 21-day window. Have your thoughts changed? Did you hear anything different about where he might be going with this thing?
And listen to Kevin Stefanski yesterday, listen to Tommy Reese today. Look, their goal is just to get this guy used to throwing footballs in a practice setting again. Like, that's the next step in this. It's great that he was medically cleared. It's great that he put all those Instagram videos out there of him going through the cones and doing the drills and whatnot on there. All great stuff, okay? Certainly not criticizing any of that, but, like, you know, this is a, you know, let's not put the cart before the horse. Let's let him go step by step, check the boxes as you go down the line. They clearly, for his health and safety, want to take this slow, but also, too, not to accelerate the process in a way that, you know, could have negative effects. So the impression that I'm getting is they're really handling this situation with kid gloves as far as his health goes. Yes, the Achilles is structurally sound. It's back in one piece. And, you know, he's done the rehab work, which is what led to him, I should say, getting medically cleared this week. But I don't get the sense that they are looking to fast track anything with him right now.
10 seconds. How's the shoulder?
Deshaun shoulder?
Yep.
Stay tuned. Yeah, I mean, kind of hard to tell when, you know, I see him throw like four passes in 15 minutes.
All right,
you know what I mean?
Yep. Thank you, buddy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.